Hello, motion design friends. It's Nick here again with another Grayscale Gorilla podcast. Thanks for joining us today. It is an extra special bonus episode today. We are going to play a recording from last year's Half-Res when we had Beeple himself up on stage answering some questions that we've always had about how he is such a prolific 3D artist. We dive into how he has never skipped a daily render for over 3,000 days in a row now. And we really dig into kind of what drives him and what started this whole process. Now, before we get started with today's podcast, I wanted to let you guys know that registration for Half-Res 2017 has just opened. In fact, it's over halfway sold out already. It's been open for a couple days, and I wanted to take a moment to let you guys know that if you'd like to join us for Half-Res 2017, where we have presentations, do interviews, it is really a celebration of motion design. It is an incredible night that we started over 5 years ago, and we are on our sixth Half-Res, and it grows every year. Last year, we had over 300 people show up from all over the country and a couple from out of the country. And we would love to have you there. If Half-Res sounds interesting to you, sounds fun, please go register at halfres.com, and we would love to see you there. Now, if you're not familiar with what it is a 3D and motion design conference. It is one night of meeting people that do what you do for a living, that are passionate about what you're passionate about. And then, of course, we have a ton of presentations, interviews, we do prizes from stage. It is a bunch of fun. It's one of my favorite nights of the year. And if you've always wanted to go to Half-Res and couldn't make it, now's your chance. Head on over to halfres.com, and we really hope to see you there this year. And if you end up going because you hear this on a podcast, make sure you stop me at the show and say, "Hey, Nick, thanks, man. Thanks for saying this on the podcast. I grabbed a ticket and here I am in Chicago." That would mean a lot to me. Okay, without further ado, let's head on in and join the 2016 Half-Res interview with Beeple. Please help me to the stage, Mike Winkelman. Mike, thanks for coming, man.
I forgot I had to talk.
You do have to talk. Thank you for coming here.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Now, we all know your work, but you're a hard person to know more about. I introduced you as Mike to a lot of people this
that's
week.
That's on me because I never leave my basement. I don't live very far from here, so it's kind of, I should have definitely came to one of these before, but that's it's right. Awesome. It's so cool of you to put this on for everybody. It's really a cool event.
Thanks for coming, man. This is awesome. That's so cool to have you here. You've only recently been doing more talks and interviews. How's
the second one?
The second one?
Yeah.
All right, this better be good.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming out. I just want to thank you for somebody that is posting work every day. How did you get the idea to start doing your everyday work?
It was actually from an animator named I guess he's an artist named Tom Judd, who was doing everyday sketches. That was back in 2005, 2006. And so we'd do a sketch every day, and I, followed along and saw how he got better. So I just kind of thought that would be a cool thing. And the first year, I did sketches as well because I wanted to get better at drawing. And then I kind of realized I could learn Cinema 4D or other stuff with it. So that kind of, it went from there.
I didn't realize that until I looked back. You had drawing, you had photography for a year.
Yep, I wanted to learn, I bought a digital SLR and wanted to learn that. I knew nothing about photography, nothing about, ISO and shutter speed and any of that stuff. So that was, a really good learning experience as well.
So something I learned is that you actually do these every day. Now, I probably, a lot of you are he probably batches a few of them. Does four on a Monday and then posts them through the week. But you actually do it every day. Why is that an important part of the process?
Well, it's an every day, so it kind of... Yeah.
I would cheat so fast, though.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I mean, that the whole point of it is to get better incrementally and not try and, like, I'm going to fucking cram all night and stay up. And, like, it's about the, like, just kind of spacing out the work and being able to see that progress versus trying to, I don't know, take a quicker approach or, you know what I mean, kind of just, it's about doing it every day and just having it be a little bit every day.
Now, have you ever posted something because, like, okay, you run out of time, it's getting late, and you put it up and you're like, oh, God, that is not very good.
Yeah, like every other day. I mean, it's definitely, there's so many times because it's sort of like you only have a couple hours, so invariably, and a lot of times, if I do it in one sitting, there's no, like, step back. You know how much you gain when you just, like, you're working on something and you're in a, like, space, and then you go back and you come back an hour later or whatever, and it's like, what the fuck was I doing? This is terrible. Like, you can kind of, like, just step back and have a different perspective on it. So a lot of times the only time I get to step back is an hour later after I post, and I'm like, okay, what the fuck was I thinking with whatever, just some tiny piece of it or the whole fucking thing.
Do you start over a lot at that point? Do you, like,
if I've already posted it?
No. Like, if you come back to it and you look at it, if you post it, it's posted.
Yeah, have you
ever come back to a project, like, after lunch or something and been like, what have I been doing?
Yeah, absolutely. If I happen to be kind of working on it in pieces throughout the day, then, yeah, I'll come back and then just be like, yeah, this is definitely nowhere as cool as I thought it looked like 2 hours ago. So, for sure.
Well, it says on your website that you suck ass at what you do. I don't know when you wrote that, but you've been doing work.
Many years ago. It holds, but it was many years ago.
Yeah, do you still think you suck ass?
I think there's a lot of areas that I need to work on. There's just a lot of things that I really know nothing about and just squeak my way through, just hacking crap together. I would say I feel like I kind of know a lot a little about a lot of different things. So, yeah, I would say in each area I suck ass. So that's kind of – there's plenty of work to do in every area.
I think a lot of us feel like there's a part of Cinema 4D that we just never touch or we're not familiar with. Like, what's the main part for you where you're like, not
– main one part?
Yeah.
body paint I never use. I don't know anything about UV texturing. I just fucking slap a – cubic thing on, okay, that looks good. I know nothing about texturing, absolutely nothing. Rigging, I know almost nothing about rigging. Couldn't rig something to fucking save my life. Thinking particles, I know nothing about thinking particles. I mean, not as necessary with X particles now, but I don't know that much about X particles either. What other pieces of it are there?
Well, all right, what?
There's a lot. I could keep going.
You obviously talk a lot about...
This is going to go on.
what you could get better at. Do you find a part of the software you're like, all right, I get that. You've spent time in it. Do you feel comfortable with a certain part of it?
Not really, to be honest. Like, the shaders, like, I look at the stuff, you know, that you guys, how you understand shaders and build complex shaders with layers and this and that, and I don't feel like I know shaders that well. I don't know shaders that well. And, like, modeling, too. It's sort of like I can hack together a model of something, kind of, if it didn't need to be, like, a hero shot where you actually see all the bullshit that I did. But, so it's like modeling, too. It's like, no, I definitely don't feel like I'm, like, I could model anything. Like, if any one of these things, you could not hire me to do that because it would be like, okay, that's not even close to what, like, a professional could do who models something. So it's sort of like every single area there's no area where, like, oh, I fucking got that. That's just whatever. No, not even close.
But so many of us are looking at your work and we're like, how does he figure this stuff out? Where does this idea come from? Or even sometimes, even just a color palette, I'm like, how does that
It's
happen?
Just a numbers game. If you just put out a buttload of shit, like, something will eventually... No, I feel like that. I feel like a lot of times, like, you'll just get lucky with something. There is a lot of times where I'll, like, step back and it's like, yeah, that was really not a conscious decision. It just kind of, I got fucking lucky. Oh, that kind of looks cool. Like, there's certain, I honestly feel like it's a lot of a numbers game.
You think you put it out and you're like, eh, it was okay. And all of a sudden, comments are going up and likes are going crazy. You're like, really, this one? Or is it more like you're on to the next thing at that point?
Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah, it, you can't focus too much on, like, what's going to, like, hit with people, or because you don't know, like, what's going to blow up. I mean, yeah, it's not so, something you can predict, I guess.
On top of all the daily stuff that you do, there's also your, oh, thank you, Chris. There's also your DJ loops that you put out.
Yep.
What inspires those? How did you get started with that?
So I I tried VJing. This was many years ago. Probably six. No, it was probably, oh fuck, that was a long time. 9 years ago. This is, you know, Wisconsin, middle of fucking nowhere, and, you know, before EDM and all this shit. So I would, you know, I'd be VJing, and you're like, what the fuck is this kid doing? Like, and just like a fucking nerd over with his computer in the corner, like, what the fuck is... But I had a lot of fun making the, like, clips, so I was like, well, I still like making these clips. If somebody else can find some use for it, then, you know, that's cool. So it was really just, I like making weird, tiny experiment videos, and they happen to have a use. I got lucky that people can use those for something.
I mean, is that on the calendar? You're like, all right, it's first of the month. Time to make a VJ clip.
I try, and I've been failing lately, to do two a month, just every 2 weeks, but definitely fall behind. I'm slacking, bro.
So there's also short films you put out. What brought those on? What, can you remember your first one, and you know what drives you to continue to make these short films?
Well, wait, I mean, the first one was very, very long ago. I would make stuff with my friends just on, like, tapes, and, like, the first ones were actually made with a webcam, so I could only, like, make things within the vicinity of my desk in college, like a 1 foot area. And then I got, like, a Sony Handycam or some bullshit and made, you know, some stuff with friends. But I started kind of not liking shooting stuff just because there's so much unpredictability and you're, like, depending on people. And I was just kind of, I don't know, probably just anal, obvious, to be honest. But it just kind of was what drew me more towards a computer because I had more, like, control over it, I guess. So that kind of is what led me more towards more like digital animation type stuff.
So I'm thinking of like year or the what's the latest one called? Year Zero?
Day Zero? Day.
Zero Day. Yeah. Which is awesome. Who's seen this? Something like that comes out. It's not a everyday, it's not a VJ loop. There's actually, you know, some you know, story going on there too. Like, what inspires those? Those are much larger pieces. You already have all this other stuff going on. What inspires you to do an animation like that?
I think it's just sort of things that you can try that obviously would take more than a day and take more than, you know, a VJ clip, something that I'll spend a couple days on, you know, maybe like a week at most, just kind of tweaking little bullshit. But the short films, I mean, that was like a year and a half or something I worked on and used here and there, but it just allows you to show things or try techniques that just take way more time. So that's kind of what draws me to that sort of format.
So what, I think a lot of people would wonder, like, what's a day in people's life like? What's an average day when you wake up in Wisconsin and you're making all this stuff? Bring us through, like, what's the brand of toothpaste here? Like, I really, people need to know this stuff.
I get up pretty early, which I think is different from most creative people in that I get up early, I guess. But, yeah, so I go to bed pretty early as well. So this is, like, well motherfucking past my bedtime. I already had to have a Red Bull. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ here. Yeah, so
we appreciate it. Thank you.
So, yeah. So, I guess that's different. But otherwise, I just, you know, work on client shit and work on my own stuff kind of most of the day. I don't have a lot of other hobbies. I would say I'm not super well-rounded. Like, I'm pretty fucking useless not at a computer. Like, I feel like even my hands are going, like, stupid to where it's, like little, like, motor function things where it's kind of like, okay, I should be able to do this. I'm 35. I'm not, like, 70. Okay, thank you. That's actually pretty good. Thanks.
You'll give it up for Rebel. Keeping people awake.
But it's like, yeah, so there's a lot of time spent at the computer, I guess is the moral of that story.
You don't talk a lot about your commercial work. You know, how much of that is of your day is doing commercial work, and how does that fit into your day?
Most of it is spent doing commercial work because I have to pay the bills or whatever. So, I mean, yeah, I definitely am doing that full time.
When did that get started for you? Because it seemed like you were starting, you know, 10 years ago, you're just kind of experimenting and playing. Was it through the everydays? Like, who called him and really started this?
I had a very easy day job, which afforded me a lot of time to do my own thing. So I kind of took advantage of that in terms of, I was doing web design, but it only took me a couple days, maybe 2 hours a day. So then I had 6 hours a day to, like, learn Cinema 4D and do this stuff. And I just, you know, installed the software on my computer at work so I could, like, do it. And people would occasionally come over and be like, what the fuck is he doing? There's no other graphic designers at the company. I'm the only person, but it's like, is that for a website? Like, But, yeah, so I guess that's kind of how it started.
So how has...
I feel like I didn't even answer the question at all. Like, I don't know what the fuck I was even talking about.
You don't need to. Yeah. This is great.
Okay. Yeah.
It is late.
If you say it's great.
So you're posting every day. How do you feel like the process of posting every day has helped your commercial career and your work in general?
I think it's good. Well, I definitely think it's good. It's, I think it helps clients see, like, what you could possibly do for them. So I think it doesn't need to be every day, but putting out personal work is definitely, like, I don't know, super, 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 super fucking important. Like, in terms of getting work, absolutely, you have to be doing personal work on the side if you want to be transitioning to freelance.
Do people ever hire you to do commercial work and then ask you to do something that's almost like completely backwards from what you do with your personal work? And they show you something and you're like, really?
Honestly, not really. Most of the time, they'll already have put together mood boards based on the stuff that I have. So it's like that thing. So I will usually not get hired. There's some times where I'll get hired for something where I feel like it's a bit of a stretch in terms of my ability, where it's kind of like, yes, I could do that, but it usually seems to turn out okay for the most part.
Yeah,
I guess,
like,
I hope.
Like, it's a little bit above what you think you could pull off?
Sure, yeah.
And so what happens at that point? You're like, what's your process? And, like, what's people's process in learning something new that you need to, like, figure out in a few days?
Honestly, I don't know. Like, like software or something, or just figure out how to do something. I just sit down and do it. I don't know. I don't have a good answer for that, to be honest. I don't know.
Everybody write that down.
Sit down. I don't have a great answer for that. I don't like learning new stuff just like anybody else. I don't.
So, where does all this drive come from? Like, you're so prolific. You're putting out all this work. Like, where does all this energy and drive to, like, continue to post every day, nonstop for 3,000 days?
I don't know. I mean, I think most of it is just, with the everydays, is just 100% the momentum of the project itself. Because after you have a bunch of days stacked up, you're not going to just not do it for no reason. You're not just going to be like, nah, I just don't feel like it today. The other 2,000 days are cool, and it's been every day for $2,000. I'm just going to, like, you know, watch Stranger Things or whatever. So I didn't really like it that much.
No?
I'm the only person. Everybody loves it. I
oh,
watched,
my goodness. We're going to have you back.
No.
On a very special podcast.
I saw the first episode.
Stick with it.
Is it?
So, do you have, you know, there's a lot of people here that are looking at people as somebody they look up to, including me. I look at your work and I'm like, man, I wish I could make stuff like that. Do you have your hero? Who's people's hero?
Absolutely. There's tons of people. For like box or like hard surface modeling, Vitaly Bulgarov does, yeah, freaking amazing. Does amazing, amazing stuff. For like UI stuff, like obviously Ash is super, super good with that. Ash, Gmonk. There's so many people in each. It's a lot of people in very specific things where it's just like, oh man, like they're fucking like crushing that game right now. So it's sort of, yeah, that's the kind of people that I sort of
that's awesome. To. I think that's important here because, you know, even Beeple has heroes, guys. Like, we're all at a different level, right? So, you know, there's a lot of people here trying to, you know, get better, make something better every day, post their render and make it better tomorrow. Do you have any advice for somebody that, you know, literally tomorrow, like something that they could think of or try or do that would help them make better work for their clients, for themselves?
Like tomorrow?
Like tomorrow. It is Thursday. Everyone's waking up from half res and they go, people told me this.
Okay.
I need... you love this
not
question.
Really. Like, I don't... I would say just try your best. I don't know. I don't know what I would tell them. Like, just that the fact that they're sitting down, that's good. Like, a lot of people are like, I'm hungover, I don't want to do it. It's like, nah, you gotta fucking do it. So, if they're sitting down, they're doing the right thing. That's it. I mean, from there, 90% of it is just sitting down. So, if you've got... It is. Honestly, it is. It from there, if you're sitting down, I think that's honestly very, very true. Like, something will come out if you sit down. So
give that up. Clap that up. I like that. Sit down. Get it done. Do you ever sit down to do your work and go, I have no idea what I'm going to make today?
Yeah, like... Every day. I don't have like this like gigantic like bank of ideas that's like, oh man, I've got the next 3 weeks planned out. I'm gonna fucking crush. No, every day it's just like, what the fuck am I gonna do today? And I have little no idea. And a lot of times, even if I do have idea, the final thing will look nothing like I thought it was. So
how do you get started? Like, I've always had like a white blank piece of paper problem where I'm like, what's the first thing that needs to be on there to really start to build around it? What do you put on the paper first or on the screen first?
Usually I'll like look, like go around, look through Behance or Pinterest or Tumblr or whatever, and just kind of, I don't know, see what I'm kind of like feeling that day. And then if I find something that kind of catches my eye or whatever, just like it could even just be like a small shape that it's like, I don't think I've ever tried, like, modeling that shape. Just, like, a shape of a building or something. Just anything to just, like, fucking get the wheels in motion. So usually I'll kind of have a semi-rough idea of, like, something to start with. But sometimes I'll just open it up and just fucking X particles bullshit and just... It depends on how much, like, ambition I have that day. I mean, there's so many things where you can just phone it in so easy because Octane looks awesome. So it's kind of, I mean, sometimes I do all that other bullshit and sometimes it's just like, whatever.
So, all right, we're all going to look for this now. What's the phone-in formula? You got 5 minutes. You got 10 minutes.
There's a lot. I mean, with Octane, I feel like they've really upped the phone-in game. I feel like you can just, everything looks good. So you just a couple primitives, fuck cloner, and whatever, and It's a lot. There's a lot there. There's a lot of meat on that bone. So it's kind of like, I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of formulas.
That's when we know Beeple's busy, is when we see that stuff. So we see a lot of the Cinema 4D stuff, a lot of things you use. At the end of that, you do a lot of post-processing, a lot of colorizing, those kind of things. Do you have a formula for that side of things? Like, where did that come from? From your photography, or how do you incorporate like post-processing into your...
So usually I'll just take things into Photoshop and do like color correction. But I don't. That's the other thing. Like, my limited knowledge does not just stop at Cinema 4D. Like, I barely know Photoshop. I really barely know Photoshop. Like, seriously, I literally just learned, I'm not shitting you on this, how to make a mask, and I still don't fully understand it. No, I'm not shitting you. I am not shitting you. Literally. Like, I would say probably, I could go back and look, but 3 months ago, 4 months ago, tops, I did not know how to make a mask in Photoshop. For the longest time, for the last, this is pretty embarrassing. So for the last, and I still use it. I used it today. Fireworks Macromedia 8. I think it came out in like, yeah, I know it's bad. It's like so bad. It's so embarrassing. No, I think it came out in like 2004. But I'm like so fucking quick with that. Like I could just like fucking fly through it. So it's like, I use Photoshop for photo stuff because it's like, you can't use that, but I didn't. I have you'd be shocked at how little I know of Photoshop.
Wait, so what happened where you're like, after this many years, you're like, oh shit, I need to make a mask? What was it?
It was a depth pass. I realized you could do atmosphere, you can do it with like a scatter thing, scattering medium in octane, but it's really slow. So I realized I could take, or not realize this. Not that like revolutionary, but just take a Z pass, render that out as well, and then make a atmosphere out of it. And if you use the mask, you could still have the alpha channel on the back to put like a sky. But it's like before the longest time, I just cut out the like things around it because I was too like.
maybe somebody out here has a question for Beeple that they want to ask. Yeah, go ahead. Well, let me ask it through the mic so everybody can hear it too. Do you make your own music as well? Sponsored by Rebel.
I used to. Up until I think the last video that I did the music for was IV10. But I kind of realized that's not my specialty. I'll leave that to the pros, so I kind of haven't really made any music in a while. But I used to. It was definitely super fun. Well, it lasted.
Another question? Right here? So in your podcast that you... we're on with Ash Thorpe. Did you actually watch Akira?
No. I still, dude, this is another embarrassing thing. It's because I didn't go to art school. So I don't have all these like staples of like, I love Max and all this other bullshit. Akira, I've never seen that. Ghost in the Shell, never seen that. Here's a bad one. This one's pretty bad. Blade Runner, I have never seen Blade Runner. I've never seen it. It's so bad. Like, what the fuck? But, yeah, I did not see Akira.
That's amazing. Anybody else? I'm sorry I'm picking front row, but I can hear you better, yeah. Where does the name Beeple come from?
There's a stuffed animal that you could get in the 80s that was like this little teddy bear thing that kind of, its eyes lit up when it, yeah, its eyes lit up and it made sound when you, like, covered it with, like adjusted the light. Like, it had, like, a light sensor on it and, like, giggle or whatever. It really wasn't popular, and you could get them on eBay for, like, $15 now. But I don't know. That was a long time ago, so it's like seemed like a good idea at the time.
Was the name before all this other stuff happen? Like, was this like your DJ name or something? Like, where did this stuff come from?
No, I never DJ.
DJ Beeple?
No, I never DJ. I've been using it since 2003.
Awesome. The price of those stuffed animals just went up. yes.
There's a lot out there.
Yeah, real quick, Mike. What's your R&D process with all this stuff?
I used to watch a lot more tutorials, and I, you know, watched a bunch of yours, obviously, and other people's. I haven't really lately. I don't know if it's just like laziness, or I feel like it's hard for me if there's like just little things like in the start of them that I know it's like, okay, get to the thing, where it's like there's just one tiny piece of it, like, how the fuck do they do that? So it's, I've been just like too lazy to even watch like tutorials lately, so I feel like I'm kind of falling behind on shit a bit.
I mean, are you looking in the manual? Or are you asking friends? Like, you seem like you might have some people that you know too.
Sure. It depends. If it's something I have to do for like a client or whatever, just has been bugging me, then I'll take the time to like ask around, or rarely post on a forum and try and like answer it. Usually I could just post it on Twitter, which is nice, and people will answer it. That's super nice. But a lot of times, like with the everydays, if I can't figure out how to do it, like I don't sit like you do and like figure it out. I just say, fuck it, and do something different. So that's definitely most of the time I just say, fuck it, and do something different. Like, I don't have this, like, I hate troubleshooting things. That doesn't like bring me any like joy, so it's sort of like, fuck it, let's just do this other thing.
Yeah, Chris said, send him a. this is why we need Chris in our life. A couple other questions before we wrap up. Yep. Absolutely. Okay. Thank you for providing all those project files. Give it up. He shares. You share so much stuff. And I think I asked you this earlier, but do you have like a project file you wish more people would just like download and look at that you're maybe proud of, or like that has some crazy stuff in there? If somebody were to like really want to dig into your mind, where would they go?
Yeah, not really, just because the project files are so slopped together. That's not, I mean, if you already have a base level knowledge of like Cinema 4D, then yeah, I think there's some project files you might be able to, oh, that's how we did this little thing or whatever. But if you're really starting out and you don't know how things should be structured, you don't know that, like, usually you'd use a UV map for that, you know, and just slap a, like, whatever on it. So I think they're good for a certain level of person. I don't know which one. One of the easier, like, VJ clip ones, I would guess. I would say.
Yeah, no, I'll say it too. Thank you for putting those out. That's a huge resource for us. Thank you.
It's not that the project files are useless to me after I've done them. So it's not, I honestly don't see it as like this like hugely humanitarian. It's just like, I'm never going to use this. Like, it doesn't hurt me to fucking post it. I honestly look at people who do tutorials and it's sort of like, well, you're taking time. Like, you already fucking know it. Like, I'm not, like, taking my time to, like, teach other people this shit because it's like, I already know it. So it's kind of like, I don't know. I look at tutorials as being a lot more selfless, good. I don't know. Like, just, you know what I mean?
Than scene files?
Yeah, because it's just like, it's nothing to me. Like, it's useless to me.
We all do what we do. Like, we need all of it, right? Mm-hmm. I've learned personally a lot. Even what was the subprime? Remember early on when I found your stuff, opening that up and going like, wow, he really learned MoGraph, like really.
No, there's
quickly.
No MoGraph in that. I did not
then
know.
You said zero MoGraph.
Oh, okay.
Handmade.
Gotcha.
Every one of those blocks on that house.
Just,
right?
That was just because I didn't know it. I honestly didn't really know it existed. I'd only, well, when I started, in fairness to me, when I started that film, I'd only been working in Cinema 4D for like 4 or 5 months. So
no kidding, and that was 5 months into learning.
I started Cinema 4D in May 2008.
I believe you.
I don't know. And I started that in October 2008.
That's crazy. If you guys haven't seen that, that's amazing. Couple more questions, and then we'll wrap up tonight. All right, let's go second row, third row. I see half a hand. All right, Chris, get that next one. Have you ever had absolutely no time and missed it, and what do you do at that point?
There's absolutely no way I would have no time, because it's sort of like, that's the thing that I think you need to, if you're trying to start an everyday, make sure it's something you can do in 5 minutes. 5 minutes, 15 minutes tops. Nobody can say they don't have fucking 5 minutes. Everybody has 5 fucking minutes in the day. I did not have 5 minutes today. Like, bullshit. You had 5 minutes. Take a dump the next day. Like, you have 5 fucking minutes. So if you make it that easy, there's absolutely no way I would like, well, I didn't have time today. Bullshit, you didn't have 5 minutes? Like, that's how small it needs to be. So that you just, it's about the momentum of doing it, even when you have fucking food poisoning, and it's like, fuck this. You just throw some bullshit out, and then you can keep that momentum. Honestly, there's some days it's just about keeping the momentum of the project for the other days where you maybe learn something.
That's amazing. Chris, where were you pointing? Up. Oh, up. Hell, go ahead, yell it. So the question is, I think this is true. You've transcended just the MoGraph community. I mean, it's true. Like, you get on Instagram.
Floating above the MoGraph community.
Just, you're up here somewhere.
I'm a fucking angel.
You broke out, right? Like, you broke out of... I mean, I think you're beautiful floating. But you've obviously broke out of just, like, other motion graphics and motion designers like liking your work. There's people that are looking at your page as an artist and as somebody that makes cool stuff. You know, you've have all these followers and all this stuff. How do you stay so humble at the end of all that?
Nobody around where I live knows about like most of what I do. So I mean that I guess helps. Well, it's that I live in Wisconsin, and they don't have people. Honestly, most people, when you say motion design, they have no idea what the hell that means. That's just what is around there. There's no motion design job. So I think that's part of it. The other part of it that's kind of bad is I don't read any comments, and I try not to, if at all possible, even see how many likes something had. Because I feel like that really, like, it fucks with your head a little bit in terms of, I don't know, you know what I mean. Like, it fucks with your head in terms of trying to, like, go towards that. I mean, everybody's like human. They want people to, like their shit. But I don't want that to, like, influence the, like, what I'm doing or whatever.
Like, you might, it might change what you do tomorrow based
yeah,
on,
oh, like, they, oh like, they like that thing. Like, they like the, do more the of that. Like, I don't really want that to, like, fuck with my head. You know what I mean? Because I want people to like things, but I don't know. Does that make sense?
No, it does. I think keeping that separate is, well, it's what you need, right? Like, you want to keep continuing to push it. And if somebody likes, like, oh, the guys with the butts hanging out in the rainbow, like, I like that. You should do more of that. You don't want to see
don't
it.
Know.
Which, by the way, is my favorite. In the, recent. Yes, Brian. Oh, nice.
That guy right there. That guy, it does not. I don't know.
Yeah, what do you prefer more, designing or animating?
Well, I don't see, and that's the thing. I don't often do, like, I'm going to animate this character, or I'm going to, like, really complicatedly animate something. So I don't do animation that much. I mean, I'll do it for VJ clips and stuff like that, but sometimes, even for, like, commercial work, it'll be handed off to somebody else to, like, animate, or I'll just give, like, a rough idea of, like, this is what I was thinking for the animation, but I guess I don't really have a huge preference between. I guess I design. I would say I probably like more animation.
Awesome. Let's. Is this still recording here? By the way, I want to make sure this is. Oh. Hit record. Oh, there's a circle button on the back. Yeah, it's the one that says start stop on it at the top. And now it'll click back on. So we're going to have to go back at least 8
questions off.
Just kidding. Yay, red lights. Give it up. Thank you, Chris. Thank you so much. I know it's past your bedtime. You did tell us that. Thank you so much for being here. One or two more questions and then we'll wrap up. Anybody? Yes. What do you do if you take a vacation? How do you get your daily renders done?
I bring your computer. And how else would I get it done? I don't know any other way you would get it done. You have to bring your computer.
That's true.
Yeah, I've done it camping, sitting in the fucking, woods, completely in the woods, just as the, like, on the battery, just doing my render. There's no other choice. I mean, when I'm on vacation or something like that, like, I'll definitely spend less time. It's not like, fuck it, I'm spending 4 hours. It's like, nah, you just try and fit it in, and it sucks and whatever.
You haven't missed it. That's amazing. So one last question for me. What's your dream project? What would happen where you go like, yeah, I will really want to work on that? Do you have like a perfect project you're aspiring to get to? Or client? Or movie?
Not really, to be honest. I don't, just stuff that I like. Honestly, that is nice when I like the things that I do. So trying to do stuff that I like, I guess, is a dream project. I don't know, it's really dumb.
So as long as you like it, you're in.
Sure. I don't know. I don't know. Do you? What is your dream project?
You're right. It's a bad question.
No, I don't. It's not a bad question. I just don't have a good answer for it.
No, I don't know. You're right. If you're having fun doing it and you're making stuff, what else is there? Like,
I guess.
So what? So in while you're working and designing all this stuff, what is your favorite moment when you're making something? Like when you are in the flow and you're like all of a sudden it's 4 hours went by and you didn't understand like where it happened. Can you pinpoint some of the things that kind of help you get to that point?
Not really. I mean, it's a lot of it, I go back to just sitting down, like, and it'll happen and just kind of sticking with it. I feel like it's hard starting out and each day, like the first half hour, because it's just like everything looks like shit. Like you only spent 15 minutes on it, and of course it's not going to be fucking amazing. So I think just kind of keep fucking plowing at it, and hopefully it'll get better and better. And that's all I can do each day.
That's awesome. Well, thank you from me and all of us here. Please give it up to Beeple, to Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing what you're doing.
Thank you for having me. Very much.
I appreciate it. Thank you, man. Give it up for Beeple tonight. Thank you, Mike.
Hey, friends. It's Nick here with a quick announcement after the interview. I hope you guys enjoyed that as much as I did sitting down with Beeple and being able to ask him questions and see how his brain works and see how he gets so much stuff done. I had a blast with that one, and I really appreciate you guys checking this out. And don't forget that registration for HalfRes 2017 is currently open. Right when we release this podcast, the registration will only be open for a couple days before this. And we are already half sold out. So if you'd like to join us in Chicago on September 13th, for more fun, more interviews, more beer, more hanging out with other motion designers just like yourself, more prizes, please head on over to halfres.com. Sign up there, and we hope to see you there. All right, thanks again for checking this episode out, everybody, and we will see you in the next episode. Don't forget, if you enjoyed this episode, please head on over to iTunes and leave us a review, and be sure to subscribe to the podcast. That helps us get the word out about what we're doing here. And we're trying to share interviews, discussions, answer questions to help people become better motion designers. That's our goal here at Grayscale Gorilla, and we really appreciate you guys listening. And I will see you in the next episode. Thanks again, everybody.